You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forto. To kick off the new year, we started something new every week. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. So sit back, kids. This is going to be a wild ride. In 1974, I was just 2 years old, and the Post-it note was invented by Arthur Fry. I use those notes on the regular, you guys. It became widely used and available in 1980. 21-year-old Michael Kitteridge opened his Yankee Candle Factory. The first intentional interstellar radio message sent from the Arecibo telescope towards M41, a cluster of stars some 25,000 light years away. And did you know that liposuction was invented by Giorgio Fischer in Rome, Italy? Let's get to some quotes, shall we? Dynamite! J.J. Walker on Good Times, and now I believe on Medicare commercials. You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. Resigning President Richard Nixon. Let's talk about the top metal album of 1974. Budgie, In for the Kill. With no Sabbath album released in 1974, the door was left wide open for Budgie's In for the Kill to take metal album of the year. Priest released their debut, but had yet to realize their greater ambitions outside of rock and roll. This album doesn't scream metal, but only by virtue of the production, which doesn't perfectly capture just how heavy In for the Kill is. Crash Course in Brain Surgery is the most known song, and for good reason. But the Power Trio's finest moment here is Zoom Club, a 10-minute offering that rivals Tony Iommi's riffing power. So you guys, what do you think? Do you think you're going to like this series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays, where I do the same format, but for the top rock albums too. And one last bit of trivia. The most popular Christmas gifts, toys, and presents of 1974 were Connect Four, G.I. Joe with Kung Fu Grip, Magna Doodle. And on that note, please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to the behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. I'm your host, Michelle Forto, for First Paw Media. See you next time.